Hi, Alfredo. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. How are you? Happy Friday. I hear you working.
Happy Friday. Yes.
Okay, so I'll respect your time. Listen, I know that you were speaking with Tara, my representative, and by the way, my name is Nadine Medina. So the reason that I came on the line is I wanted to go over the price with you, the timeline, and also to give you, I believe you wanted to know, like, how many searches, right, are being done for your particular services, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Great. Just a couple of things to confirm. You've been in business for about 6 to 7 years. It looks like the area that you target is from Pomona to Pasadena. So are you talking the San Gabriel Valley? Is that the areas you like to target?
The ones I like to target the most are Walnut.
Walnut?
Yeah,
what about Phillips Ranch?
Phillips Ranch, too, yes.
Okay.
Bar, anywhere.
Okay. The reason that I asked is because I know there's money there. My sister-in-law lives in Phillips Ranch. We tease her and we tell her, you live in Pomona. She's like, no, I don't. It's Phillips Ranch. You know what I'm talking about,
Pomona.
Right?
Yeah.
We tease her.
Know,
we tell her.
Just like
yeah. We tell her, no, you live in P-Town. She's like, no, I don't. It's Phillips Ranch. Okay. So those are the areas that you like West Covina, you know, Diamond Bar, those type of areas, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when it comes to your services, right, I noticed when I do a search for you on Google, right, it shows me where you're listed. I see that they have you, like, on HomeAdvisor, Angie's Leads, as a handyman. Is that how you like to be listed?
Yeah. It was a start, yeah.
Okay. Okay, but what do you like to do? Like, what's your specialty? What makes you money?
Roofing.
Roofing?
And, yes, drywall. That's usually where I see it.
Roofing and drywall. Okay, but I know that there's a number of services that you provide, right? Now, as far as with how many searches are done, and that's why I wanted to ask you specifically what makes you money, because that's how I'm going to be able to really see how many searches. So if someone is doing a search, let's say for general contractor, right? A general contractor could pertain to someone doing roofing, roof repairs, drywall, painting, home inspections, right? Handyman, home improvement. So that falls under that category, okay? It shows me, now this was in the last 30 days, that there was 1,213 searches that were done in your area within the last 30 days. Okay, that's how many searches. That's not saying you're going to get that many phone calls. However, Alfredo, if you could get, let's say, capitalize on 10% of those searches were phone calls for you, you're going to land what? At the very least, I'm going to say 2, 3, maybe more jobs than that. It's just we got to make you an option there on the first page, right, when people are searching for your services, okay? Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I noticed your HomeAdvisor listing, you have great reviews on there. How's that program working for you so far? How do you like it?
It's not really working good, honestly.
Oh, man. Really? Okay.
Yeah. There's supposed to be selling me leads, and most of them are just kind of fake or just people that lost interest or but the ones that I have come across that are serious,
you land them?
I have taken care of it. I land them, and they give me great reviews.
Good for you. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. Do you mind if I ask, Alfredo, I mean, what have you spent on an average with the leads that you have, you know, accepted? I mean, what have you invested so far on those leads?
So far, I have invested, I would say, about $500.
About $500 in the month or in a week?
In a month.
Okay. Okay. But you've definitely made the money back, right, on the jobs that you have gotten?
Not as much as I thought I would.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
what I was doing basically was I was charging them pretty cheap, just
right?
So they could see that I was up to it and they could give me great reviews.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Even with better reviews, I still don't get as many leads as I thought I would.
I hear you. Okay. Okay. Well, let me tell you, okay, Alfredo, what we can offer you here, okay, is complete opposite, right? Complete opposite of what you're doing with Home Advisor and Angie's Leads, because these calls are going to come directly to you. We would be promoting your company name and your phone number on that first page of Google. So what we do is we list you in two spotlight positions. We list you in the local map on the first page, and we list you at the very top of the page in the Google ads so that we can target those specific areas that are outside of your local area. Okay? We could target by zip code, by city, by mile radius, whichever you prefer. All right? Now, we also create content for you on Bing, and we will submit you to popular directories, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, BBB, Yahoo, and those are just to name a few. Okay? We're also going to build you a website that's Google compliant and mobile friendly. I'm sure you probably have some photos maybe of some work that you've done in the past. And we want to showcase
those photos.
Beautiful.
Okay.
So we're going to want to showcase those photos, okay, on that website. And we'll attach the website to your listings. And then we'll also include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we're going to give you exposure on mobile devices, iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So we're pretty much covering all of your bases. Okay, for the timeline, okay, the way that it's going to work, within 3 to 5 business days, your website will be completed for you to review it and let us know if you have any changes, okay? Within 6 to 10 days, you're going to receive a PIN code. It's going to come from Google. It's the size of a postcard, and it'll be mailed to you within 6 to 10 days. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Now, within the directories, you will be listed within 5 to 7 days. Typically, what our terms and conditions state, and we send this to you in writing, Alfredo, is that your business, okay, will have first page placement in the local map section. That'll be between 30 to 45 days. However, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. And I'll tell you that I've seen it happen sooner. I've seen it happen sooner at times. But because we know it's important, okay, for you to get those calls as quickly as possible, is why we will list you, Alfredo, at the very top of the page in the Google Ads. You're going to be listed there within 7 to 10 days. Okay? That's our timeline. Now keep in mind, as each step is being completed, we're going to send you emails. We're going to notify you every step of the way. So you'll know when you're live in the Google Ads, when you're in the local map, when you're on the directories. So we'll keep you in the loop. Okay? Now, you're also going to be able to track your success with our program. So we provide you a customized tracking and reporting system so that way you can see the calls that you're getting, the keywords you're listed for, where they perform the search. So we really want you to track your results, okay, with our program. So we'll provide you that reporting system that you'll have, in fact, access to it 24/7. Now, with the pricing, okay, what I'm going to do for you is I would be bringing you in at our established business rate, okay, because you've been in business for over 5 years, right?
Yes.
So what I'm able to offer you today is a flat rate of $299. That's month to month with no contracts, no setup fees, no hidden charges. You are not going to pay per call. And you're not going to pay for every job that you convert, okay? Even if you landed, let's say you got a $10,000 job, Alfredo, you're not going to pay a penny more than the $299 a month. Okay?
Okay.
And I think, I don't know, I mean, I feel it's something, Alfredo, that, you know, you would want to take advantage of today, you know, and give a shot. I mean, this way, we can prove it to you. Right?
Yeah.
So how do you feel about it? Any questions? Any other, anything else I can address?
I just would like to see, is this new or has this been going on?
What do you mean? If we're new, our company?
the listing that you're offering?
Yeah. The listing that we're offering today. So let me explain to you how it works, right? So our company, Local Splash, we are considered a Google Premier channel partner, okay? So what happens is when a listing becomes available on the first page of Google, our representatives, like Tara, are given a list of businesses that pertain to the category and the area that it's available in to find us a company that meets the criteria that we require to work with. So when Tara reached out to you, she had messaged me and she said, look, I have a good candidate, a potential business that meets what we're looking for. They have great reviews, you know, nothing negative regarding their business, but he has some questions, you know, that I need you to address. So that's why I came on the line, right? And the major benefit that I'm going to tell you to this listing is that it's exclusive, Alfredo. What that means is if we begin to work with you today, okay, we're going to close out that category. This isn't like Home Advisor where, you know, they send you a lead, right? But they're also sending it to three or four other businesses that are your competitors, okay? And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but what's happening is that all of you are paying for the same lead, whether it converts to a job or not, right? Where our listing being exclusive on Google, we're only working with you. Okay? And that's to ensure that you're getting that maximum exposure. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything in particular that, you know, might hold you back from this? I mean, would it be the price of it? Would it be the program? I mean, just so I know where I can help you.
The timing is a little bit off.
Okay. What do you mean? Like the timing as far as like?
As when to start, because right now I do have two or three jobs that are waiting on me. So
okay.
Even if I were to start right now and I would see those phone calls and I would get all that, I wouldn't be able to start on it. I have like two big jobs and a small job I gotta finish first.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So are you saying that if I called you, let's say I called you in 2 weeks, I was a new customer and I called you in 2 weeks in need of one of your services, are you telling me then that you would turn me away to your competitors, or would you be able to at least give me an estimate and fit me within your schedule?
I would be able to fit within a schedule.
Okay.
If they're willing to wait, yeah.
Okay, so let me explain this, right? This does not happen overnight. A lot of it in the first month is a programming, okay? So that's why I shared the timeline with you. Now, that's not to say, Alfredo, that in the first month, I mean, you're going to get some calls. When you're really going to fill this program is in the second month, because a lot of it is the programming that goes on. However, we do move quickly. Keep in mind that with these jobs, the calls that you're getting, you can cherry pick them, right? Because you're not paying for every call that you're receiving. So you can pick and choose the jobs that you want that are going to be the most profitable for you. That's the beauty of it.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, the price is always going to be offered to you at that discounted rate. But as far as the availability of this particular listing, I mean, it's on a first-come, first-served basis, right? So.
Yeah.
So right now you have the first opportunity, Alfredo, I mean, to really take advantage of this offer. It's not going to, not like tomorrow you're going to get all these phone calls, right? It takes time. But, I mean, obviously working with us, you're going to get results faster.
Yeah, it just seems, like I said, the timing is just a little bit off. It seems like I'm digging myself into a hole because I kept signing up for Angie's Leads, and I kept, I would get like the annual membership, and it's like I keep digging myself trying to get myself out.
So let me help you. You're trying to get yourself out of that, right? In all honesty.
Yep.
You're trying to pull away from that, right? Okay.
Yes,
so here's what I hear. You're paying for leads. They're not all converting to jobs. You're spending money, right? On leads that sometimes seem fake to you, right? But the ones that you have landed, I mean, you've been able to recoup some of that money, okay? I'm offering you a solution. Two things. You could put your leads on pause, right? And instead of paying for every single lead that they're sending you, put the leads on pause. And this, I say this because a lot of businesses that we work with are also clients of Home Advisor and Angie's Leads. What they've done, they've put their leads on pause so that way they can give our program a shot. And when they've done that, they have found that when they do that, okay, and they see the money that they're making by being listed on Google, they no longer need to use Home Advisor and Angie's Leads. So that's a solution that I'm offering you to the problem that you're having currently with spending money. Now, when you're saying I'm in the hole, that kind of tells me maybe the $299 is a little much for you. Is that what I'm hearing? So that I know where I can help you.
Yeah, I mean, because like I said, I've been doing this type of work for 6-7 years. I have my own clients, and I never really have a problem with work. It's just the whole fact that I want to get myself
you
out there
grow.
More.
You want to grow. Exactly. So listen. Because you share that with me, all right, I'm going to be honest with you. I get 2 credits a month that they give me for friends and family. I'm not going to lie to them, Alfredo. I'm not going to tell them you're my long-lost cousin or you're my compadre, right? But the credits that I get is to you for my personal family and friends. I don't have any family right now that has a business that they want to promote on Google or even a position we would have available for them if they had one, right? So what if I could get my manager, what if I went to bat for you and I asked them to give me the approval to give it to you at my friends and family rate? Okay, listen, I want to fill this position. I want to fill it with a quality company. So I don't mind asking him to give me the approval. If I can get the approval, it would bring down your cost to $249. You'd be locked in on that cost every month that you're with us without being on a contract. If I can get that approval at $249, okay, would you give me a shot today so I can close out the category?
Okay, I'm willing to give it a shot.
Okay. Let me ask him really quick. In the meantime, and he'll answer me probably within 90 seconds because I don't think he's gone to lunch yet. What's the best email address for you?
It's Alfredo Lucero 0522 at gmail.com. Yes, Lucero.
Got it. Mm-hmm. And you said 22?
0522 at gmail.com.
At gmail. Do you ever watch the Mayans? The show?
Yeah.
The bikers, you know that guy's name, his, what's his name? Oh my God, Creeper? His real last name is Lucero. I know because I follow him on Instagram. That's why when you said Lucero, I was like, okay, one of my favorite actors. Okay, hold on, my manager just messaged me. All right, he gave me the approval code. I can offer it to you at the $249, okay? Awesome. Okay, so I'm going to send you 2 emails right now. The first email that I'm sending you is going to show that you're getting this package for the Platinum package at $249 a month, okay? That means with no contracts, you're going to get it at my rate. I'm also going to throw in an example. It's for painters, okay? But I want to send you an example as well of the website. So this way you have a general idea, like the layout of it. Okay, of course, we're going to build it with your information and your photos, right? but I just want you to get an idea of what it looks like. It's going to be coming from Nadine Medina, and it's going to say in the subject part, Google Advertising, and it's going to have everything outlined that's included in the program. Okay? So I'm going to send that to you right now. Now, I'm also going to send you, Alfredo, it's going to say Client Dashboard Analytics. And what it does is it gives you an overview of the reporting system so that you can get familiar with it. Okay? So those are the first two emails that you're going to be receiving from me. Now, I'm also going to send you three text messages. Okay? The first text message that I will be sending you, it's going to say, Nadine Medina, although I'm just the lead on the account, but I always like to provide my contact information, okay? So let me do that really quick. And then the second text message that you'll receive is going to say client dashboard. Hold up one second. Give me one second here. I don't know why my computer's slowing down. It's like it's Friday or what? Right? I'm like, come on now. It's not time to hit it for the weekend. Okay. Let me get, I'm like, what's going on here? All right. Here we go. Okay. So let me get the one with my name and my number and extension. So this way you always have it. I just like to provide it because I don't know. That's the way I do my process here. Everybody's different.
Okay.
I'm going to also send you the client support number. It's going to be the second text message. Now, let's say you have updates, questions, changes, concerns regarding your account. You're going to contact customer service, okay? And then I'm also going to send you, it's a link to a YouTube video, okay? When you have time, the video is about 6 minutes long. Take a look at the video. It's going to give you a demonstration on how to access your reports and to track your success with our program. Okay? All right. Now we're just going to verify the business information. Okay? I have your first name is Alfredo and your last name is Lucero. Correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now when it pertains to the phone number that we're going to list on Google, this is the number that clients are going to contact you on. Okay? I have the number is 626-250-4776. Is that the number you want clients to contact you on?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then as far as with the company name, the way that it should read on the first page of Google, that's going to be Alfredo with an apostrophe S, Handyman. Is that how you want it to read?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then we're going to have Google send out that PIN code to you. It's going to come in the mail size of a postcard. Is that going to be mailed to 635 Dora Guzman Avenue, unit number 5?
Apartment number 5.
Okay. Yes. Is it apartment or unit number?
It's an apartment.
Apartment. Okay. And that's La Puente, California, 91744. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm assuming that's your home address? Because I want to hide the address. Yeah. We don't want it to show on Google. Okay. Perfect.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. Now, the next thing that we're going to do is we're going to go over some notes. The notes are going to be for your client interview with a technician that will schedule at a time that is convenient for you. Okay. So these are just basic notes. Now, when it comes to your services that you want to be listed for, okay, what are some of those services that you want me to notate? I know we talked about roofing, drywall. What else do you want to be found for? And you can always change them at any time.
I do a little bit of everything.
Do you want me to mention, you want me to just start naming off some and you let me know? If yes or no. So I'm going to put roofing. Okay. I'm going to put drywall, painting.
Painting, yeah.
Flooring.
Yes.
Kitchen or bathroom remodels.
Yes.
Do you do remodeling and room additions?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What about concrete, hardscaping, landscaping?
Yeah, but I usually don't like to go.
You don't list that? Okay. What about carpentry?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. this is a good start. Do you only want to focus on just the residential or commercial as well?
I do. I do both.
You do both?
Okay. I'm sticking to both, yeah.
Okay. Now, if at any time you want to add more keywords, you can do so. Okay? These aren't set in stone. You're not just stuck with these ones. Okay? What about fencing? Do you do fencing? Waterproofing?
Yes.
Gutters?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let me add those in. Fencing, fences, waterproofing, gutters.
If
what about seamless gutters? Did you say gutters?
What is that? Yeah, I said gutters.
Gutters? Okay. All right, perfect. Now, I know you mentioned you have photos, so when we build that website, and then do you have a company logo, or would you like us to make one for you? If you need us to make you one, it doesn't cost you anything. It's included.
Yeah. I don't really have a logo.
Okay.
Also, do you guys kind of do like business cards too? Because I'm going to need some.
We don't, but I'm going to tell you. Yeah. You know what? Have you tried Vistaprint? How come you don't do Vistaprint?
No, I haven't.
Try Vistaprint.
I was trying to do something like local, somewhere like around my community, but I just haven't had time.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can do Vistaprint or, let me see. I could probably look for you in a minute once we set up the account and I can find someone near you. I know my brother, because my brother-in-law, he's a master mechanic. He has a shop. Well, he lives in Phillips Ranch, but he has a shop in La Habra. And he did his actually through Vistaprint. He was able to, it's pretty easy, and it didn't even cost him that much, to be honest with you, until you can find somebody, you know. But we'll build you the business logo. And then what areas do you want to target? Do you want to target by mile radius, or do you want to mention the areas you like to travel to?
I want to just put areas, I guess.
Okay. I know we talked about Walnut, Diamond Bar, Rolling Heights.
Phillips Ranch.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see what else.
What about Laverne?
I think it's a lot of work. Yes, right there too.
Laverne. What about San Dimas? Pasadena?
Pasadena, yeah.
Okay, what about San Dimas?
I actually haven't had any over there.
Okay.
But...
Walnut, Roland Heights, I'm looking at Phillips Ranch, Laverne, Pasadena. Do you want me to say Pomona?
I usually try not to target there because right there is where I get a lot of just people give estimates in there.
Yeah. What about Chino Hills?
Chino Hills, yeah. I had good luck there too.
Okay, good. What about Covina, West Covina, La Puente? Any of those areas? I mean, you'll be targeted in La Puente, but what about West Covina?
La Puente, West Covina, I don't know. It's like over there, they do try to lowball.
Do they? Yeah. They kind of do, huh? I think this is definitely a good start. Now, do you ever go to Brea?
Yeah, Brea too.
Okay, I'm going to put Brea. I know that because my in-laws live in Brea, and they got money. Okay, and then do you prefer for the clients to call you, text you, email you, all three, or just phone and text messages? What do you prefer?
I do phone and text messages pretty fine. I don't really know how to work email, I guess.
Well, emails would be like, let's say if they emailed you, right? It would be an email that you would receive from us, and it'll have like their name, their phone number, their address, and what their question is. But if you prefer just to get phone calls and text messages, that's what I'm going to notate, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And it's not required. I always ask, though, Alfredo, are you in the process of getting license and insurance, or do you have it, or it's not required?
Yes.
You have it?
Yes, I am. I'm in the process of it.
In process? Oh, good for you. What are your hours of operation?
I usually tend to do from 8 to 6 in the afternoon.
8 to 6, Monday through Friday, or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
8 to 6. And then what are the forms of payments that you accept? Cash, check, Venmo, Zelle.
Cash, check. Yeah, all of those. Not Venmo, but Zelle, yeah.
Zelle?
Yeah.
What about Cash App or PayPal?
I don't know how to work those.
Okay, no worries. In the meantime, I just put Cash, check, and Zelle, okay? Now, okay. For the payment that we're making today for the $249, is that card in your name that we're using, the business name, or does it have both?
It's in my name.
Okay. And does it just say Alfredo Lucero, or is there like a middle initial or a different, like a secondary last name?
It says Alfredo A. Martinez, and the A is for my middle name.
Oh, okay. So Alfredo A. Martinez, right?
Yeah.
Is what it says on the card.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And is the billing address the same address as the address that you gave me that we're sending, having Google send the PIN code to?
Yes.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
What's the card number when you're ready?
Okay. It's 4815820328871833.
When does it expire?
0826.
What's the CVV on the back?
093.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you. You said 4815820328871833.
Yes.
And it expires August of the year 26?
Yes.
And the CVC code on the back is 093, correct?
093, yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do before I process the payment, Alfredo, I'm going to reach you. It's called a voice verification recording. Now, the reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that I got approved, okay, that we don't normally advertise. As I'm walking you through it, okay, it's going to outline the service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you that we're going to send in writing. Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there is anything that you don't understand, Alfredo, do me a favor and just stop me. Say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll rephrase it. I want to make sure that before we process this payment, that you have a clear understanding. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Alfredo Handyman.
Please state your name and title within the business.
I'm the owner, Alfredo Lucero.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
What is Local Splash?
We are Local Splash, so what we're saying is if we have any updates or maybe we see that there's a really good keyword that we could be using to help optimize your listing, we'll either call you, we'll email you, we'll send you a text message. All we're saying is that we ask you that whenever we call you, we know sometimes you're going to be busy, right, working. We just ask that you at least respond to our phone call, our email, or our text messages when it's regarding your account, that you remain responsive to us. That's what that means. Okay?
Okay.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketer, excuse me, to get results, as I mentioned, as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Okay? Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes. Yeah.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Want me to explain that?
Yes, please.
Okay. So what that means, I usually do, okay? So I do with everybody. What this means, Alfredo, is we already know that you're using HomeAdvisor. We're not saying that you can't do any other type of marketing. Before you do, though, we ask that you call us and just let us know what you're thinking of doing, because we want to make sure that it's not already a service that we're providing you. We don't want you to spend more money, okay, if we're already providing you that service, okay? So do you agree to, you know, notify us of any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, November 5th, 2021, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each fifth day of the month in the discounted amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
So what I'm doing now is I'm updating the package, and then I'm going to process the payment. I want to schedule your client interview. It looks like we're pretty full for today. How does your schedule look for Monday for your client interview? What we're going to do, just so you know what to expect, we'll be blocking out an hour, and the client interview can take between 30 to 40 minutes. What the technician's going to do is just, you know, verify the business information to make sure that I put everything accurate. And then they're going to talk to you about the website, where to send the photos. They're going to talk to you about your keywords and your service areas. So it can take between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer, just depending on how many questions or details. So do you want something earlier in the day? Do you want something around this time? Or do you want something later in the evening?
It has to be Monday. It can't be today.
For today, let me see. Yeah, because I think today we're pretty booked up. Let me take a look. Give me 1 second. Yeah, today we are booked solid. So Monday would be the earliest appointment. How does your schedule look for Monday?
Well, if I thought it was going to be something like, try to get the, like, everything, like, the profile up and everything uploaded.
Yeah, well, that's why with the client interview, I try to schedule it as early as possible, okay? Only because once we set up the client interview, we get the process going very quickly. But unfortunately, I am completely booked up. Let me see if I can get... Let me see, let me ask my manager to see if maybe we can get you squeezed in. It doesn't hurt to ask, right? Let me ask him.
Yeah.
hold on. I'm asking him if there's any way we can squeeze you in. I'm just waiting for a response. She's checking to see if there's anything we can do to get you in for today.
Okay. Just because if there is, like you said, that my name will start popping up, it will just pop up with, like, no reviews or no profile, no...
Oh, no. It's not going to happen that soon, Mijo. Yeah, no. So when you have, just so you understand, right, the process, when you have your client interview, right, with the technician, okay, they're going to re-verify everything. From the date that you have that interview, I mean, they're already, like, I have the notes, they're already starting to gather information. But we can't do anything until that client interview because we got to build your website, right? We want to make sure we're using your pictures, right? Especially if you have photos of work that you've done. We're going to build you the business logo, okay? That website will be done within 3 to 5 business days, but we're going to email it to you so that you can review it. We do not want to publish that website online until you say, yes, I'm happy, it's a go. You know what I mean? Because you might have changes to it, right? We want to make sure it's how you like it. Now, Google is going to mail you that PIN code within 6 to 10 days. So the PIN code, when you get that, the technician will go over it with you. We need the PIN code, and it'll look like a postcard. So I want to stress this. It's super important. If for some reason someone else gets the mail before you do, make sure that you tell them that you're waiting for that PIN code and do not throw it away, okay? We need that. It's super important because the PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map, all right? Now, within 7 to 10 days, we're going to have you listed at the very top of the page in the Google Ads. In the local map, you'll be there within 30 to 45 days. That one takes a little longer because we're waiting for the PIN code to come in the mail to your address. Now, with the directories, you'll be there within 5 to 7 days, okay? All of this happens once you get through your client interview because we're not going to throw your information up there and they don't see no photos, they don't see no content, just a name and phone number. We want to create that content, okay? So that's why I said, once you have the client interview, I mean, they're working. I have all the notes. They start gathering information, but they got to verify all of that with you because we want to make sure we're using the proper keywords. We're listing you in the correct areas. They're just not going to take my word for it that, okay, Nadine said these areas. They're going to re-verify it with you, okay? Mm-hmm. So she's checking right now while we're on the phone. Now, we also sent you both to your email address and to your phone as a message. We sent you, I actually sent you a receipt. It'll say initial invoice. It's going to say, Dear Alfredo A. Martinez, we sent a copy of your initial invoice to the email listed below. Can you see that there? It's going to be your receipt.
Under my email?
Either in your it got sent to your email, but it also was sent to you in a text message. And it'll say, Dear Alfredo A. Martinez, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email listed below.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, now do you see the sentence that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? You see that line?
Click
here.
Access your dashboard, phone, support.
It's on the email for the initial invoice.
I have 4 emails.
Okay, what do you see, Mijo?
The first one says Google Advertising, the second says client dashboard, Analytics, local initial invoice.
The initial invoice. Open that one up. Okay. And then it says local splash. It reads, Dear Alfredo A. Martinez, thank you for choosing local splash. Do you see the line that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? You see that? It says your invoice when you open up that email. Your initial invoice, when you open up the email, it says, Dear Alfredo A. Martinez, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. You opened up the email that says initial invoice, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Read what it says to me.
Yeah, I'm not choosing local.
Your invoice is located below this email, right? Is that what it reads?
Your invoice is located. Yeah.
Okay. Now see where it says, please click here. Click on where it says, click here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Now it says local splash, terms of experience, right? Okay, so this is everything that we're doing when you scroll towards the bottom, okay? Right above the signature box, there's a box to the left. It says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate. When you click on that box, what you're saying, Alfredo, is you are the signer and the user on the credit card that you provided for the payment. You'll click on that box, and then where it says sign, you need to type your name, Alfredo, space, A, do not put a period after the A, put a space, and then put Martinez. You don't need to put in the date. You're going to type your name in that box, and then you're going to click on confirm signature. When you do that, the next thing that you should see is username and password. Let me know when you see that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me just update my end over here. So the username and password. Okay, I'm going to explain this to you. And this is why I want you to watch the video, because it's going to show you how you go in there and track your results. This is where you go see your report. So right now, we don't have the username and password because the technician is going to create that, okay? So after your client interview, they're going to create the reporting system, and they're going to generate a username and password for you. They will also email it to you. They're going to email this link with a username and a password, okay? We don't have it yet, but this is where you're going to go in and see your reports, okay? I wanted you to see what it looks like. Hold on to your receipts. Any type of marketing that you do, Alfredo, even with Home Advisor, save your receipts because that's a tax write-off. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the last thing I need to do is she tried to see if they could squeeze you in today, but they are completely booked solid. So the earliest appointment that I can get for you is Monday. We have appointments starting at 7 in the morning. The latest appointment is 3 to 4, and I have appointments in between. What time's going to work for you on Monday?
I could do early in the morning.
You want to do 7? You sure? Because, I mean, they get if we call someone that early because that's early in the morning. But do you want that time? Or do you want 8 o'clock?
If you want
7.
I could do 8.
Okay. I'll put you for 8 o'clock. So you're going to receive a calendar invite, okay, from us. It's going to be emailed to you. It's going to set a reminder when you accept it saying, yes, I will attend. The calendar invite, it'll actually set a reminder on your calendar. But we also will send you an email as well reminding you and a message letting you know that your calendar invite is coming up, okay? So remember, on Monday at 8 o'clock, they are going to call you from an 877 number. Make sure, Alfredo, that you answer all the calls within that hour. Okay? You don't need to be in front of a computer. They're going to just re-verify the business information that you and I went over to make sure I put everything accurate. They'll talk to you about the website. They'll let you know where you're going to send photos to. They'll go over to confirm that we have all the areas that we're going to be targeting for you as well. And then they're going to go over, like, the keywords and all of that. So that's where the real magic's going to happen. I like to believe it's with me, but it's not.
Okay.
All right. Well, I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. And Alfredo, I'm so excited for you. And I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you. You're going to love this. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions for me before I let you keep working? You've been so patient, right? Working away, talking to me.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm usually a one man
show
most of the time. Yeah, uh-huh. I'm able to know what I could do while I talk or what I can't do.
That's good. That's good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Alfredo. Well, many blessings with your business, and have a really good weekend. Okay. I hope you get to rest a little bit.
You too.
All right.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.